Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Minnesota Beef Ambassador Program Coordinator Rosemary Gustafson. A couple of things happening here with the Beef Ambassador Program. Applications are open. Tell us about the program and just kind of give a brief overview of what who can be involved and what you hope young people are able to get out of it.
Thanks, Whitney. The Minnesota State Beef Ambassador Program is managed by the Minnesota Cattlewomen, and our goal is to provide an opportunity for all youth, both young men and women, that have a passion for the beef industry, to an opportunity to educate consumers about beef nutrition, food safety, stewardship practices. They're going to tell their beef production story to consumers and students through promotion, education, media, and the online environment. The contest is open, like I said, to both young men and women with a passion for beef between the ages of 14 and 19 years old by September 1st in the year they're applying for the program. Our competition will be held October 21st at the Miracle of Birth Center on the State Fairgrounds in conjunction with the Minnesota Beef Expo. And this year we're doing something new. We are going to offer an option to compete virtually via Zoom if the applicants are unable to attend in person.
This isn't just for those that show cattle or anything like that. It can kind of be anybody that just has a passion for the industry, right?
Absolutely. Just because the competition is held at the Beef Expo doesn't mean you need to be a big show person or, you know, heavy into the fitting and showing. It is for anybody that has a passion for beef. I know one of our current ambassadors, they have a feedlot. And so at different times of the year, they don't even have animals on their farm. But, you know, she has an amazing passion for beef and energy and enthusiasm for the industry. And it's not even necessary that you own cattle. You just have to be passionate about the industry and, you know, willing to educate yourself and go out there and educate the consumers.
And I'm guessing this is a pretty big commitment, but there's a lot that people can get out of it.
It is a big commitment. We have monthly meetings where there's educational opportunities. We travel. Like this year, our ambassadors went to Grand Island, Nebraska for a Wired or Women in Ranching Education Conference. Dr. Temple Grandin was there, and so they got to have one-on-one conversations with her, which was really amazing. So we do some travel. We, you know, attend different educational events throughout the state, and the ambassadors have an opportunity to assist at bull sales or cow-calf days, presenting ribbons at county fairs, state fair, and then they get free admission into all of our cattlewomen educational events. Really, with the program, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. You know, we provide a lot of different opportunities, and it's not required that you attend every one of them. However, you know, if you do take advantage of them, it's to your benefit.
There's some scholarship, that sort of thing involved as well, correct?
We'll be choosing this year a team of 3 to 5 ambassadors, and then based upon the year and the performance of the ambassadors, you know, how much that they actually participate in, we will be assigning an achievement winner. So the top winner, the top point maker of the program, they'll receive a $750 scholarship and a custom belt buckle. The runner-up will receive a $500 scholarship, and any other team members who have successfully completed their term will receive up to $200.
Where can people find more information? Where can they go to apply?
They can go to mncattlewomen.org under Beef Ambassadors, or they can go out to the Minnesota Beef Expo page, and the Minnesota Beef Expo has a page link for the ambassadors, and it links back to our website as well.
Any other details before we let you go?
I have a long history with the program. My children have been ambassadors, and it's not just your year of service. It's the people you meet. It's the connections you make. They're lifetime connections in the industry, and it's been was life changing for my children, and I think it could be for other ambassadors as well.
Rosemary Gustafson joining us on the Red River Farm Network.